It has disturbing echoes of the darkest days of Northern Ireland's troubles. Two gunmen opened fire at the Mazarine Army base in County Antrim, 16 miles north of Belfast, as the soldiers took delivery of pizzas. A waiting getaway driver ensured the gunmen escaped after they'd committed an outrage the likes of which Northern Ireland hoped it had seen the last of. The Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, had a simple message to the killers.
I assure you that we will bring these murderers to justice. No murderer will be able to derail a peace process that is the support of the vast majority of the people of Northern Ireland, and we will step up our efforts to make the peace process one that lasts and endures.
Only the day before Saturday night's attack, Northern Ireland's Chief Constable, Sir Hugh Orde, had requested the help of Army Special Forces in gathering intelligence on elements opposed to the peace process. He'd warned the potential for a serious attack by dissident Republicans was higher than at any time in the past 7 years. Sir Hugh says the perpetrators are cowards who will face justice.
What you're seeing is a small number of people who have no support in their communities, choosing soft targets, and it's as simple as that. Our job is to bring them to justice, put them in front of the courts and lock them up for the rest of their natural lives.
Prior to the shootings, Sinn Féin had claimed the chance of an attack in Northern Ireland had been overstated. It took the Nationalist Party nearly 14 hours to issue a statement in response to the murders, but when it came, it said the killings were wrong and counterproductive. Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister is Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness, a self-confessed former member of the IRA. He says he won't allow the clocks to be turned back to the bad old days in Northern Ireland.
I deny their right to do that. I will stand with all Democrats against their attempts to plunge us back into conflict, to see soldiers on the streets, to see more checkpoints on the road, to see houses being raided, to see people being dragged back to interrogation centres. Those days are over.
The soldiers who died on Saturday night were about to be deployed to Afghanistan. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Sean Woodward, compared their intentions to the actions of the men who took their lives.
These young men were actually here about to go to Afghanistan. Most of their regiment had actually already gone. They were literally hours away having a last pizza. They were going out to bring peace to the world, to do humanitarian work. The cowards and thugs who did this couldn't be a starker contrast.
In Afghanistan, the soldiers would have expected to face a hostile environment under the constant threat of attack from the Taliban. Instead, they were gunned down in a part of the world they could have been forgiven for thinking was now relatively safe, a place with a troubled past, but what looked like an increasingly bright future. That future is now in doubt, but politicians on all sides say they won't be deflected from their mission to bring lasting peace to Northern Ireland, despite this latest bloody chapter in its history.